Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Dolphins fans, how are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, on this Wednesday, March the 13th. And, you know, yesterday was another wild and crazy day in the NFL. A lot of big-name players switching teams and such like that via trade, via signings, and all that stuff. But essentially, it was another quiet day for the Miami Dolphins, as this is going to be a quiet offseason for the Dolphins, as we all know. And, you know, 2 days in here to this quote-unquote legal tampering period of the NFL, and that's pretty much been made very clear and very evident that the Miami Dolphins, you know, are not going to be factors in this offseason, and, you know, probably won't be factors in the upcoming season as well, unfortunately. But they're just laying low, not making many moves. There were a couple stories surrounding the Dolphins from yesterday, and we'll get right to it. But I guess we got to start with the big story, and that is, you know, longtime fan favorite and legendary Miami Dolphins pass rusher Cameron Wake has now signed with the Tennessee Titans. Wake signed a 3-year deal. He won't be there for all 3 years. This is essentially a 1-year deal. He signed a 3-year deal for $23 million. That includes $10 million guaranteed. It's essentially a 1-year deal because Wake is 37 years old. And now he's a member of the Tennessee Titans. Once again, sort of like with the Frank Gore situation from the other day. I mean, Wake at his age, just, you know, he doesn't fit in Miami anymore. He doesn't fit with the Miami Dolphins plans. You got the Miami Dolphins, who are a glorified expansion team at this point. They're looking at a 2019 season where they're going to win, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 or 4 games. And they're probably not going to be a competitive team or a quote-unquote contender to like 2021 or 2022. And Wake, at his age, you know, he's just not a fit. And when he's on the and when you're a team like the Dolphins, who is rebuilding, who is heading through this youth movement, you know, anytime he's on the field, Wake, he would only be taking away an opportunity from a younger player who actually might be with this team in 2021 or 2022. So Cameron Wake had to go. And I know it upsets a lot of fans. Yeah, I think a lot of fans understand it, but fans still aren't happy about it. But you know what? Wake, he's been in Miami for about 10 years. His first year was 2009, so about just under 10 years. And, you know, he gave Miami everything he had. He racked up 98 sacks as a member of the Miami Dolphins. He is a borderline NFL Hall of Famer. Now, I don't think he'll get in, but he is, you know, he's on the cusp, and he'll be in the conversation. I don't think he'll get in, but, you know, his numbers warrant him to be a borderline Hall of Fame player. And he's going to the Titans, which, again, you want to see Wake in his probably his final year in the NFL head somewhere with a chance to win and maybe get a ring. I'm not sure Tennessee's the spot where Wake will get a ring. But again, Cameron Wake is 37 years old. He did slow down a bit last year. And I know there's some fans who don't like to, you know, don't like to admit it, or they find some oddball stats on the left field and say, see, Wake's still playing at the same level he always has. He wasn't. It's the old eyeball test sometimes. You just watch the game. And if you know what you're looking at, Cameron Wake clearly slowed down last year. You know, how many teams are really knocking down his door at the end of the day at his age? How many teams are going to pay him this type of money? This type of money, and we're really knocking down his door. I'm guessing few. So Wake, you know, Tennessee is a quality team. That's a brutal division, the AFC South. You can make a case in 2019 that any one of those four teams in the South winning the AFC South. You can make a case for Jacksonville. You can make a case for Houston. You can make a case for Indianapolis, and you can make a case for the Tennessee Titans. They're going to beat each other up week in and week out. Not sure if Wake will, you know, he's got a chance to get to the playoffs. I'm not sure if he has a chance to win a ring in Tennessee, but, you know, Wake will be going to a team that, you know, has a chance to make the playoffs, and you never know. Once you're in the playoffs, you never really know. But his time in Miami is over. You wish the guy nothing but the best. He gave everything to the Miami Dolphins between 2009 and 2018. Absolutely everything. You look at the numbers, just sack totals in general, 5.5 sacks, 14 sacks, 8.5 sacks, 15 sacks, 8.5 sacks, 11.5 sacks, 7 sacks in a year which you only played 7 games, 11.5 sacks, 10.5 sacks, and of course last year, a little dip, he went down to 6 sacks. You know, he was as productive of a player over the past 10 years than the Miami Dolphins have had. It's a 10-year stretch where they didn't win much at all. And that, you know, it was 10 years of just misery for the Dolphins. And the lone shining star out of those 10 years really was Cameron Wake. And that no matter how bad of a team they were, Wake showed up every week. And he showed up every year. And, you know, he played at a superstar level. So, sad to see him go, but not really surprised. Really, not really surprised. In other news, and this sort of leads in to the Robert Quinn story. And this story is getting kind of interesting. Quinn is owed a bonus on Friday of about $1.1 million, I believe. Now, here's what the Miami Dolphins have to do. They're not going to pay him the bonus, obviously. So if they are going to release him, they have to release him by Friday, which is still the likely thing. Or they have to trade him, which, who knows, maybe they can trade him. If not, they will have to release him by Friday. I'm wondering now, with Andre Branch gone, with Cameron Wake gone, they're not going to bring back someone like William Hayes. And the Miami Dolphins are so thin at end, really only having Charles Harris as someone you can, you know, truly count on. And as we know, Charles Harris has been a huge, huge disappointment. I'm wondering if the Miami Dolphins don't try and rework a deal here for Quinn to hold on to him for one more year. I'm not saying it will happen. I got no inside knowledge that it will happen. I'm just wondering if that's not something that the Miami Dolphins are thinking about. And look, we'll talk about Devontae Parker here in a bit. And that was a complete surprise out of left field. So would holding on to Quinn be something that would be equally as surprising? But, you know, the Miami Dolphins right now have nothing on their offensive line. They have nothing at quarterback. And if they run off Quinn, you know, they really have nothing on their defensive line either. You know, they got to fill out a roster here at some point, and they got to hold on to some people. And I'm wondering if they're not having second thoughts here about Quinn, and that trying to find a way to maybe rework the deal to hold on to him. Now, I don't know. Who knows? We're going to find out, obviously, between now and Friday. But I'm just wondering out loud. That's all I'm saying. Wondering out loud. Because if Devontae Parker can find a way to stay in Miami, then anybody can find a way to stay in Miami. And, I just wouldn't be shocked by it. I still think at the end of the day he'll probably be gone, but I just wouldn't be shocked by it. So something to keep an eye on there, because we're going to know one way or another by Quinn probably by late Thursday night, because they have to make some sort of decision on him. Teddy Bridgewater, who I know, you know, for the past, God, year or so, has sort of been linked to the Miami Dolphins in many ways. He re-signed with the Saints on Tuesday, and then there was a report, which is a little odd, and I'm not going to get worked up over it because, look, he signed with the Saints. He's going to stay with New Orleans. That he might have had a larger offer financially on the table from the Miami Dolphins, but he turned it down to stay with the Saints. Again, that might just be something from his agent who sort of leaked it out there. It might be 100% false, or maybe it's 100% true. Who knows? Honestly, it doesn't even matter. It really doesn't even matter. But Teddy Bridgewater is returning to the Saints. I know a lot of Miami Dolphins fans are hoping he'd be that guy that the Miami Dolphins signed as that one-year bridge quarterback, stopback guy, stopgap type guy to sort of play next year while Miami either, you know, still is on the search for their young franchise quarterback. Not going to happen, not the case. And if he did turn down more money from Miami to sign with the Saints, If that story's true, and again, we don't know. If it's true, though, that's scary. That's really scary because it's saying that that Bridgewater, you know, could have had an opportunity to start in this league and make more money, but he'd rather sit on the bench for somebody else, which would give out the impression that the Miami Dolphins are a toxic situation. I don't think Miami's a toxic situation. I think it's a bad situation for many probably players right now, but it's not toxic. And if that report's true, which again we don't know, that would be the message it gives. But who knows? That might just be an agent speaking. So right now I'm going to take a quick break, and after the break I will talk about Devontae Parker, because I had a lot of people actually reach out to me wanting to hear my reaction, because as you know, longtime listeners of this podcast know I am not a big fan of Devontae Parker. Just not a big fan, but he's back. He will be in Miami for 2019, and I will give you my thoughts on that right after this.
Sinbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get authentic Miami Dolphins signed memorabilia. Sinbad Sports has had the likes of Albert Wilson, Kiko Alonso, Frank Gore, Jakeem Grant, Rashad Jones, Ricky Williams, and Cam Wake in for recent autograph signings. So when you're in South Florida, go ahead and visit Sinbad Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinsTalk.com sent you.
Okay, we're back, and let's get to the other big story from yesterday, and that's the Miami Dolphins re-signing wide receiver Devontae Parker for 2 years, $13 million. He can earn up to $13 million with incentives, and, you know, I don't get it. I really don't get it. It's not a move that's going to get me screaming or stomping mad, which I think some people are expecting because they know I just don't like the guy. I don't think he's a good player. I think he has no heart. I don't think he cares, and I think he's just in this for a paycheck. And he's not someone who's ever going to change. A leopard doesn't change his spots. And with me, someone like Parker, that's what you're getting. The guy, he's not going to change. And, you know, heading into this offseason, we didn't know what to expect from the Miami Dolphins. Who's going to stay? Who's going to go? We all had, you know, we all could make a safe, educated guess. But if there was one player, if you would have told me back at the end of last season, after the final game, you know, bet your life on one player who won't be back with the Miami Dolphins in 2019, I would have taken Parker by a mile. I go, how can they bring this guy back? He's a joke. He's never on the field. And when he is, you know, he does nothing. And, you know, there was reports last year in the Miami Herald how the guy, you know, stays up to 2, 3, 4 a.m. in the morning playing video games. He eats fast food He's fast food pretty much all three meals of the day. He has fast food for breakfast, fast food for lunch, fast food for dinner. The guy shows up late for meetings. He's half asleep for meetings. He doesn't care. He doesn't take care of his body. The guy just doesn't act like a professional. It's been that way since day one of 2015, since he's been in Miami. And, you know, he was selected under Joe Philbin. He was there with Adam Gase. I've got third staff is not going to be that dumb to sort of, you know, put up with this nonsense. And lo and behold, the third staff is that dumb to put up with this nonsense. And I'm not going to rip on Chris Greer or Marvin Allen or any of the quote-unquote people in charge of the Dolphins these days. And I'm not going to jump on the head coach here because who knows how much say he actually had in this. But, you know, you got the Miami Dolphins, who have been a miserable franchise, which seems like forever now. Minus a year here in like 2008, or minus a year here in 2016, where they make a little run and get you excited. They've been a miserable franchise pretty much since, you know, like Wannstedt years. Like the early Wannstedt years, where at least they were competitive on the field. And, you know, they gave you some hope. They've been so bad for so long. And the reason they've been so bad for so long is because they make bad decisions. And the re-signing of Parker, even though there's not a ton of money involved, I get it. There's not a lot of money involved. It's not like he hurts the cap that much. But keeping a guy like this around is just a bad decision any way you slice it. Devontae Parker doesn't care about the Miami Dolphins. And I read, I think it was a tweet or something by Joe Shad yesterday saying Parker wanted to stay in Miami. He wants to fulfill his promise. Wants to fulfill his promise. It's like, he's viewing this as a new, I think the word was a new chapter or like a new whatever. It's like, who falls for this bullshit? Honestly, does anybody fall for this bullshit? Devontae Parker does not care, okay? Devontae Parker does not care about the Miami Dolphins. He doesn't care. He doesn't want to fulfill his promise. He just wants to get a paycheck. And I guarantee you, Parker and his agent looked around the landscape, realizing, you know, they've squandered the first 4 years he's been in the NFL because he's done absolutely nothing but get worse year after year after year. And they're like, well, our best chance to make the most money now, even though it's not a ton of money, is in Miami. Let's just sign it and stay. He does not care. And I know, you know, some of you fans out there are smart and you quote-unquote get it. You understand where I'm coming from on this. You understand Parker's not going to change. He's not going to be, you know, he's not going to be motivated by like a new staff, or he's not going to, you know, magically overnight change into a whole new person. It's just not going to happen. But some of you fans really are clueless, because I was reading stuff and some of you are sending me tweets and I got a ton of emails and all stuff were telling me, you know, he's got a new head coach now who maybe can motivate him and get more out of him. It's like motivation comes from the inside. Okay. If you need a head coach or anybody else to motivate you as a player, you're in the wrong line of work. So if your logic in that Miami was smart to hold on to Parker because, you know, now he's going to be motivated by somebody new, I mean, give me a freaking break. Are you serious? You can't believe that nonsense. Parker, you know, yes, walking off the bus, he looks like a guy you want on your team. He's got the size. He's got the speed. It's all there. Walking off the bus, you're like, damn, if you're, you know, on recess back in school and you're picking up teams, he's going to be one of the first guys you take because he checks every box. Tall, fast. He just looks the part. But when it comes time to actually play on Sundays, this guy's a wuss. And I'm sorry if that's rough, but it's true. He's a wuss. I say it every week about him, and I've said it for the past 3 years, and I'm guessing I'm going to have to say it for all 2019 until something changes, and I'm guessing it won't. Parker looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. And I know some people say that's really mean, you know, calling him out on his manhood. It's true. The man never plays. And when he does play, he does nothing. Look at Parker in 2015, his rookie year. He played in 14 games, 3 touchdowns. 2016, 15 games, 4 touchdowns. 2017, 13 games, 1 touchdown. And as we know, that touchdown was a final play of the game against the Jets where they were losing like 27 to nothing or something. It was a meaningless play. And last year, he played in 11 games, 1 touchdown. He had a whopping 309 yards of receiving yards last year. And I think, you know, about half of those all came into the game where they lost to Houston on a Thursday night by like 5 touchdowns. So it's like, talk about a guy who puts up meaningless stats in meaningless moments. And that is Devontae Parker. But, you know, he's back. And I don't get it. Now, he'll be part of a crew here with Grant and Wilson. We'll see what Miami does here with Stills. I think this signing, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do here with Stills. He's making a lot of money. He's also young as well, but he's making a lot of money. And with Parker in the fold, you know, Stills might be showing the door now. I don't know. We're going to find out. But, you know, this wide receiver group, it's really head-scratching what Miami's doing. And that you keep this guy who's a clown. He's essentially a clown. You keep him in the locker room. You keep him around. I don't care that he's young. I don't care that he has a new staff around him. And he might have a better wide receivers coach or a better head. I mean, I don't care about that. The guy doesn't perform. And it's just another bad signing by the Miami Dolphins. They had a chance to get rid of this guy, move on from him, open up a lot of money under the cap, and, you know, start fresh. Go out there and sign someone else. Start fresh. They didn't do it. They're going to hold on to him, and they're going to try and make this work. They're really going to try and make this work. I think it's false hope. I don't think nothing's going to change next year. I think whether it's Tyrod Taylor throwing him the ball, or whoever, Luke Falk throwing him the ball, or Ryan Fitzpatrick, or whoever's throwing him the ball next year, nothing's going to change. He's not going to go out there and be a monster number one receiver. If he's on the field for 12 games, I'd be stunned, because the guy's always hurt, probably get hurt again in camp, and probably miss the first month of the year, because he always seems to do that. But we'll see. But, the Parker one, this one's head-scratching. I'm not going to flip out, because, look, 2019's a lost season anyway, so it's a total rebuild, and I don't have the exact terms of the contract, but one would guess if in 2019 Parker has another bad year, that he'll probably be gone after this year, but who knows? It seems like this guy has something on somebody, because they keep bringing him back, and I just don't get it. I don't get it at all, but we'll see. But if you're expecting anything to change here with Devontae Parker, I think you're just whistling through the graveyard. The guy has no heart. He does not care. And that's not going to change, because he put pen to paper and signed a new contract today. But we'll see. So that's all for today's show. Sorry to end there on a sour note. As I said yesterday, be sure to donate to the Miami Dolphins Cancer Challenge. We got links up all over the website. Be sure to check that out. And also be sure to follow me on Twitter @DolphinsTalk, and check out the website, DolphinsTalk.com. Everyone have a great Wednesday, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.